You see, there was this song, and it's just unbelievably beautiful. I really must play this thing for you one day, because you just can't believe that a group of people who don't know how to sing could create something so beautiful. Anyway, after about an hour of this wild hypnotic dancing, Grotowski and I found ourselves sitting opposite each other in the middle of this whole thing, and we threw the teddy bear back and forth. You know, on one level you could say this is childish. And I gave the teddy bear suck suddenly at my breast, and then I threw the teddy bear to him, and he gave it suck at his breast, and then the teddy bear was thrown up into the air again, in which there was another explosion of form into something. You suppose it like, you know, there's something like a kaleidoscope, like a human kaleidoscope. The evening was made up of shiftings of a kaleidoscope. The only other things that I remember, other than constantly trying to guide this thing, which was always involved with either movement, rhythm, repetition, or song, or chanting, because two people in my group had brought musical instruments, flute and drum, which of course are sacred instruments, was that sometimes the room would break up into six or seven different things going on at once, you know, six or seven different improvisations, all of which seemed in some way related to each other. It was like a magnificent cobweb. And at one point, I noticed that Grotowski was at the center of one group huddled around a bunch of candles that they gathered together. And like a little child fascinated by fire, I saw that he had his hand right in the flame and was holding it there. And as I approached his group, I wondered if I could do it. I put my left hand in the flame, and I found I could hold it there for as long as I liked, and there was no burn and no pain. But when I tried to put my right hand in the flame, I couldn't hold it there for a second. So Grotowski said, if it burns, try to change some little thing in yourself. And I tried to do that. It didn't work. And then at one point, people were dancing, and I was dancing with a girl. And suddenly, our hands began vibrating near each other like this, vibrating, vibrating. And we went down to our knees, and suddenly I was sobbing in her arms, and she was sort of cradling me in her arms. And she started to cry too, and then we just hugged each other for a moment, and then we joined the dance again. And then at a certain point, hours later, we returned to the singing of the song of St. Francis. That was the end of the Beehive.